It is a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Man, we got sunshine outside. Hallelujah. You got heat in the building. It just don't get no better than this. Amen. Kind of a quiet crowd today. Okay. Well, it's going to be good. I'm going to be talking about running the race because Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, he tells us to run the race that's set before us. And all of us have a race. And so it's whether we want to take it serious or not, whether we want to run the race or not. And I'm just going to talk about some of those things out of Hebrews chapter 12. So let us open up with prayer, and we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the family here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. I thank you for every single man, woman, and child that's here, Lord. We're your family, and Lord, we're just blessed to be able to come in here and worship you at the top of our lungs. We can preach out of anything in the whole Bible. We can say anything we want from Scripture. We can proclaim you loud and clear in this place, and we can do it completely fearless. We don't have to worry about the government coming in. We don't have to worry about all the other mess that a lot of the world has to worry about. And so, Lord, we just want to take this opportunity right now before we really get started and just say, thank you, God, for your blessing in our life. Thank you for this amazing salvation that we have. Thank you for this family that we're all part of. Lord, would you please show us your glory here today? Would you please make this church service something more than what we can do as people? We need your presence to do that, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning again. So if you have your bulletin with you, could you open that up to the center panels? So you might, if you look right at the very center one, or under our deepest sympathies, we just want to make sure there's a couple families here that know that we're with them and we're here for you guys, and anything that you need, just let us know. That's the Newmans and the Gates, so if you need anything, let us know. The Newmans had the memorial for Gene. I think many of us were there this week, and Travis did a great job. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. And then this Wednesday, Angela's mom's memorial service is going to be here at 3 o'clock. Everyone's invited. We're going to have a short service in here, then we'll go over across the hallway into the fellowship room for cookies and refreshments like that. So everyone's invited. That's this Wednesday at 3 o'clock. I also want to point out there's a guest speaker coming in this coming Sunday, 1 week from today. So make sure you clear your calendars. Make sure you come to church. Bring your friends and your enemies, because the renowned speaker, the international speaker, Lois Pipple will be here. I'm pretty sure she has spoken Haiti and Zimbabwe. She's at least been there, so that qualifies. So, also want to note that the Thursday morning life groups, the next two men's groups, are canceled. I'll be out of town the next two Thursdays, so we'll start that up again starting in November. And then one last thing I want to point out, especially to the guys, I have the date wrong on the back. I have the men's breakfast on the 23rd, and that needs to be moved 1 week to the 30th. So it's the men's meetings are on the last Saturday of the month. So I just want to make sure we're all clear on that. So just a mental note, it's not this coming Saturday. It's 2 weeks from yesterday. Okay? I think that's it. Okay, can I have the ushers come up and we'll take the offering? I think Sabrina's taking orders for lunch, so. I think she's taking attendance. That's what she's doing. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for signs of life in this place. Like little Sabrina running around, Lord, it's new life, and it's a joy to see it here. Lord, we thank you for the wedding just yesterday with Kevin and Anna. Lord, it's signs of new life. We've just recently had water baptism, baby dedication. There's great things going on here in this new season here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. And Heavenly Father, we just want to make sure you know that all of us know that it's all to your credit, all to your glory. You're the one that's doing the great things here, and we have the great privilege to serve you with our whole lives. So, Lord, we're going to take up this collection now of an offering, and we ask that you would bless it, that you would multiply it, that you would supernaturally make this go farther than we can, even when we use our best choices to try to spend this right, Lord. we joyfully say, we need your help in how to spend these funds that you're trusting us with. Would you please bless the offering and bless the givers? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go past you.
Good morning. Everybody like that crisp weather? Debatable, right? Where is it, thumbs up or thumbs down? Show me. Oh, we got a few thumbs up. What? Oh. Oh, good. As long as we have heat in the house, right? Yeah. Are you ready to raise the heat in this house?
Amen.
All right. Will you please stand?
You called me out of all my shame.
of your grace, Lord. One more time. Thank you for your grace. Praise you, God. God, it's all about your relationship with us. Your word says, as we draw near to you, that you draw near to us. God, we're all in a different season. But no matter what season we're in, you're always with us, God. And Lord, we just want to give you our hearts this morning. As we continue to worship you, we can't help but think, as we sing your praises this morning, that your very angels are singing and echoing those same praises throughout the heavens, because you're worthy of our praise. We want to give you that this morning.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you,
Lord, you have my heart.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice.
We will praise you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your love. We're so grateful for your grace and your mercy. We are so grateful. We are eternally grateful for your presence. Lord, not only do you say that we're forgiven, but you love us so much. You've forgiven us so much, so perfectly, that you literally come and live inside us as proof that we've been washed clean and made perfect. If we were still sin-filled sinners, you couldn't live in us. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, for the born-again experience of your grace and mercy and love that make us suitable, that literally make us perfect for you to come and live inside us. What an amazing truth. Thank you, God. We will always be thankful for your great love. And all of God's people said, amen. Thank you, worship team. Amen. I'd like to do something a little bit different this morning. I just think it's such a unique Sunday with Paul and Cindy having just had the service for Gene, and with Dennis and Angela going to have a service for their mom. This is a Sunday in between those two. And so I just like to have a few people go and just stand by them, lay hands on both of these couples, and then I'm just going to pray for healing for them, because we rejoice with them. They know their loved ones are in heaven. They're dancing on gold streets. They're looking around at angels as angels are flying around singing the glory of God. They're literally looking at God right now. So we're not mourning for those two. There's no sadness involved in those two. But we do stand in mourning with the loved ones that are sitting here with us. Because these two, especially Cindy and Angie, especially these two are grieving for their loved ones. And so we stand with them right now in the midst of their sorrow, even as we celebrate the glory of heaven. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these women that are here with us. We thank you for their husbands too, Lord. We just know, I think most of us have lost a loved one, and we understand the pain, the heartbrokenness of when a loved one goes to be with you, Lord. And like I already said, we're not grieving for the ones that are celebrating in heaven right now that are with you. We're not grieving for them, Lord. We stand with the brokenhearted right now in the midst of their loss, and we just stand with them, and we proclaim your grace is enough. Your love is enough. Your mercy is enough. And Father, would you please touch them now? Lord Jesus, would you perform your ministry to them? Because you stood up in church 2,000 years ago, and you said, you have come to heal the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. So would you please perform your ministry to these two women and their husbands right now? Would you bring total wholeness and total healing to them? We ask this in the mighty, awesome name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. And everybody says, amen. Thank you, everyone. So God bless you. And again, if either family, if you guys need anything, give us a holler. Let us know. And it'd be our joy to help you with anything. So I would like to release the kids and